Topic 35. Actors and Processes. Actors and processes offer interesting ways of implementing concurrency without the burden of synchronizing access to shared memory. Before we get into them, however, we need to define what we mean. And this is going to sound academic. Never fear, we'll be working through it all in a short while. An actor is an independent virtual processor with its own local and private state. Each actor has a mailbox. When a message appears in the mailbox and the actor is idle, it kicks into life and processes the message. When it finishes processing, it processes another message in the mailbox, or if the mailbox is empty, it goes back to sleep. When processing a message, an actor can create other actors, send messages to other actors that it knows about, and create a new state that will become the current state when the next message is processed. A process is typically a more general-purpose virtual processor, often implemented by the operating system to facilitate concurrency. Processes can be constrained, by convention, to behave like actors, and that's the type of process we mean here. Actors can only be concurrent. There are a few things that you won't find in the definition of actors. There's no single thing that's in control. Nothing schedules what happens next or orchestrates the transfer of information from the raw data to the final output. The only state in the system is held in messages and in the local state of each actor. Messages cannot be examined except by being read by their recipient, and local state is inaccessible outside the actor. All messages are one way. There's no concept of replying. If you want an actor to return a response, you include your own mailbox address in the message you send it, and it will, eventually, send the response as just another message to that mailbox. An actor processes each message to completion, and only processes one message at a time. As a result, actors execute concurrently, asynchronously, and share nothing. If you had enough physical processors, you could run an actor on each. If you have a single processor, then some runtime can handle the switching of context between them. Either way, the code running in the actors is the same. Tip 59. Use actors for concurrency without shared state. Let's implement our diner using actors. In this case, we'll have three: the customer, the waiter, and the pie case. The overall message flow will look like this. We, as some kind of external, godlike being, tell the customer that they are hungry. In response, they'll ask the waiter for pie. The waiter will ask the pie case to get some pie to the customer. If the pie case has a slice available, it will send it to the customer and also notify the waiter to add it to the bill. If there is no pie, the case tells the waiter and the waiter apologizes to the customer. We've chosen to implement the code in JavaScript using the NACT library. We've added a little wrapper to this that lets us write actors as simple objects, where the keys are the message types that it receives and the values are functions to run when that particular message is received. Most actor systems have a similar kind of structure, but the details depend on the host language. Let's start with the customer. The customer can receive three messages. You're hungry, sent by the external context. There's pie on the table, sent by the pie case. And, sorry, there's no pie, sent by the waiter. The code reflects this list. You can see it in the code download at concurrency/actors/index.js. The interesting case is when we receive a hungry for pie message, where we then send off a message to the waiter. We'll see how the customer knows about the waiter actor shortly. The waiter code also reflects the messages it can receive. You can see this again at concurrency/actors/index.js. When it receives the order message from the customer, it checks to see if the request is for pie. If so, it sends a request to the pie case, passing references both to itself and the customer. The pie case has state, an array of all the slices of pie it holds. Again, we see how that gets set up shortly. When it receives a get slice message from the waiter, It sees if it has any slices left. If it does, it passes the slice to the customer, tells the waiter to update the order, and finally returns an updated state containing one less slice. Although you'll often find that actors are started dynamically by other actors, in our case, we'll keep it simple and start our actors manually. We will also pass each some initial state. The pie case gets the initial list of pie slices it contains. We'll give the waiter a reference to the pie case. We'll give the customers a reference to the waiter. Again, you can see this in the code download. And finally, we kick it off. Our customers are greedy. Customer 1 asks for 3 slices of pie, and customer 2 asks for 2. When we run this code, we can see the actors communicating. The customers ask the waiters for pie. The waiters ask the pie case, and then respond back to the customers. No explicit concurrency. In the actor model, there's no need to write any code to handle concurrency, as there is no shared state. There's also no need to code in explicit end-to-end do-this-do-that logic, as the actors work it out for themselves based on the messages they receive. There's also no mention of the underlying architecture. This set of components work equally well on a single processor, on multiple cores, or on multiple networked machines. Erlang sets the stage. The Erlang language and runtime are great examples of an actor implementation, even though the inventors of Erlang hadn't read the original actor's paper. Erlang calls actors processes, but they aren't regular operating system processes. Instead, just like the actors we've been discussing, Erlang processes are lightweight. You can run millions of them on a single machine, and they communicate by sending messages. Each is isolated from the others, so there is no sharing of state. In addition, the Erlang runtime implements a supervision system, which manages the lifetime of processes, potentially restarting a process or set of processes in case of failure. And Erlang also offers hot code loading. You can replace code in a running system without stopping that system. And the Erlang system runs some of the world's most reliable code, often citing 99's availability. But Erlang and its progeny Elixir aren't unique. There are actor implementations for most languages. Consider using them for your concurrent implementations. Here's a few challenges. Do you currently have code that uses mutual exclusion to protect shared data? Why not try a prototype of the same code written using actors? The actor code for the diner only supports ordering slices of pie. Extend it to let customers order pie a la mode, with separate agents managing the pie slices and the scoops of ice cream. Arrange things so that it handles the situation where one or the other runs out.